Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome back to The Shepherd's Pie, a slice of hope to raise faithful kids. I'm Tony Kolenk, attorney, homeschool columnist, and author of the Harwood Mysteries medieval fiction series for teens and young adults. Big news for Harwood Mysteries fans. The cover for book four is now official, and you can see it on my website at antonykolenk.com or on amazon.com, where the book is now available for pre-order. It's called The Merchant's Curse. On today's show, we're going to be discussing building character in our kids with author and school teacher Allie Slocum. Today, my guest is Allie Slocum. Allie's originally from Pennsylvania, but she now lives in Colorado with her husband, her two daughters, and her golden retriever puppy. She is a middle grade teacher and also the author of the Character Club series, which engages kids ages 8 and up to build strong moral character. Allie, welcome to The Shepherd's Pie.
Thank you so much for having me, Tony. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into teaching and into writing?
Well, the teaching and writing path has definitely been a crisscross of interests and kind of accidental my whole life. My first love as a third grader was to be a writer. And so I started a club at recess, which was going to be a writing club. And we invited everybody in the school to come join us and write books at recess. My best friend and I, we got together. We had little pieces of paper that we folded in half and stapled to make books. And we got all excited and had everything ready. And the first day, it was me and it was her. And that was it. No one else came to our writing club. So I was not deterred, though. I spent my recess writing, and the next day I couldn't wait to keep working on my story. And when I got back the next day at recess, it was just me. My best friend abandoned me as well. So my writing club didn't really work out. And as I went through high school and teachers would put that lovely red pen on my papers, just the love of writing kind of fell by the wayside. But I knew that I had a gifting with kids. I babysat a lot, and parents would always tell me how much their kids enjoyed when I was there. And I just knew I liked kids. So I thought, well, maybe I'll open a daycare center. Well, the college I wanted to go to didn't have like daycare center as a major. So the closest thing I could find was an early elementary education. So I graduated with an elementary education degree and got a job as a third grade teacher. And so I taught third grade for 5 years. And then I got married and moved. And so in Pennsylvania, I was at a private school. And then in Colorado, I got a job in a public school, third grade. And my class was so amazing that I looped, which means I followed them to fourth grade and taught them again. And so I pinballed back and forth between third and fourth grade for a couple of years before we had our daughters. I always had the dream of writing kind of in the back of my mind, but a lot of times I could come up with the beginning of an idea, but I couldn't finish the story. And I went to some writers groups with some friends and found out that, you know, publishers, they don't want just one story. They want a series of stories. And I'm thinking, I can't even finish one idea. How in the world am I going to write a whole series of books? So I kind of just put that aside. But when I was teaching the character club, which we can get into how that all started, when the girls were in fifth grade and just about to go off to middle school, I wanted something to give them to remember the lessons that we had talked about for the last 3 years. And so I was sitting in my basement where I taught the club, and I had posters of each of the 8 virtues that I teach each different week that we would meet. I was looking at the posters and I was thinking about these girls, thinking, what could I do? And suddenly it hit me, I could actually write about the character club that I've been teaching for the last 3 years. And each book, I could pick a different girl who had come to the group and make the story about her, like learning a different virtue. And so I realized my series was on the wall in front of me. So the first book was honestly, it was a graduation gift for those girls as they headed off to middle school. And then the others, you know, just kind of came. Once I did one, I'm like, hey, I can do this. So just kept going.
So each of your books then takes a different virtue that you already been talking about. How many books are in your series and how many more are to come?
Currently, there are 4. And if I finish them all, there will be 8. And I mean, there's so many virtues that you could write about. I mean, I could keep going. We'll just kind of have to see where it goes. But I've written the first 4, which I'm calling the complete fall semester, because they take place in basically September, October, November, December. And then the spring semester will be a separate grouping. But I'm kind of in a break right now in between trying to, you know, figure out how that next semester is going to work out.
So let's back up for a second. What is the Character Club and what made you want to start?
So the Character Club was an after-school club that I started when my oldest daughter, who is now 17, was in third grade. And I had noticed when she was in kindergarten, there was another little girl who looked the same as her. Like, her teacher would get the two of them mixed up all the time. And she was just such a cute little happy girl. But she went through some family stuff at the end of kindergarten into first grade. And I just noticed as we went into second grade that her demeanor had changed. She went from this smiling little bubbly girl in dresses and pigtails to like all wearing dark clothes and always serious, never smiling. And I just saw this change in this other little girl. And because she looked so much like my daughter, like my heart just really went out to her more so than maybe somebody else would. And at the time, my husband was also going through some really difficult spiritual things. So we didn't have a church family that we were, you know, getting support from. And so I realized that not only did this little girl who looked like my daughter need something, but my daughter needed something. And so I decided to invite all the third grade girls in her public school class to this after school character club that I was going to do. And right on the invitation, it said, we're going to look at compassion, integrity, forgiveness, respect, and we're going to see what the Bible has to say about them. And out of 30 girls, I had 17 come. It was amazing. And so for the next 3 years, those girls came. We would meet for a month, every week for a month. And I think it was October and April. And they would come and we would do the lessons. We'd go through each of the 8 virtues that I mentioned earlier. So the first 4 I just mentioned, those are the 4 books that are out. And then the spring semester was responsibility, initiative, cooperation, and perseverance. So those are the books that haven't been written yet, but those are the 8 character traits or virtues that I taught in the character club. Yeah, after 3 years, my youngest was going into third grade. And so I just repeated it with her group of kids. So for 6 years, I ran that character club out of our house. My children gave the invitations out. So it wasn't me as a teacher doing it. Although my last year, I did start teaching at the school, but the club was already in place and it didn't really seem to be a problem. 1, because it was after school, and 2, because I was also a mom.
Where did you come up with the 8 character virtues?
So that takes me all the way back to the 1990s when I went as a teacher to Russia, Siberia, Russia, actually, to work with public school teachers in Russia, teaching a curriculum on morals and ethics, using the Bible as the textbook. And so the curriculum that I use for the character club actually came from there. And I realized when I came back from Russia that a lot of the lessons, because there were like four lessons for each virtue, and there would be maybe two that were biblical and then two that were kind of secular. And so I was teaching the secular ones when I was a public school teacher. But then once I was home and realized I was going to start this character club, and really cool God story, I actually know the author of the curriculum, and she's given me permission to use all of her stuff in my book. So she's actually a really good friend. And that kind of came after the fact. But I was teaching the secular lessons in my school, and then I ended up using the biblical lessons at home with my girls and their friends. So I've been able to use pretty much all of it. And then each of my books has a little excerpt from those, but it's really more about the club and the kids in the club and their stories with their families and, you know, what they're going through and their journeys. Each book is a journey toward a virtue, because I don't feel like we ever really arrive and can say that we've perfected those virtues. So each kid that's the main character of each book is on a journey toward a different virtue.
So tell us a little bit how this type of club impact the lives of some of the kids.
One of the girls in my first group, she was having trouble with a boy on her basketball team. He was just rude for no reason. He would come up to her and tell her she was ugly and that she should get off the court and just horrible things. And she had never even done anything to him. She couldn't figure out like why he had it in for her. And one time he came up to her and she just said, "You know what? It doesn't really matter what you think of me, because I know how God sees me and I don't need your opinion." So she just kind of squashed him. Those are their words. And so like just helping them see that their worth comes from God and not in how other people see them. That was just one example. And the book, Rachel Landon, Feeling Abandoned, is about forgiveness. And when I was writing that, I had a beta team of students. And one of the girls on it, she told me, she said, "You know, my mom left me when I was little, and I realized that she's never going to reach out and try and have a relationship with me. So I called her last night to let her know that I forgave her for leaving." And I was just in shock. I was like, "You know what? I wrote this book for you. Like, I don't care if anybody ever reads it. Like, this book was written for you." So it was amazing. Such a cool story.
And are you finding that the storylines are inspired by some of the actual stories, the kids that you interacted with in your club?
Initially, I really thought that was like the girl with the basketball story. I fully expected she was going to be one of my characters and I would write her story, but it hasn't happened that way. What it's been more of just like my experience. It's kind of funny. Whatever virtue I'm writing about, I get tested on. So when I was writing the book on compassion, we had a really rough person in our lives who was very needy and came home from work one night super tired. My husband's like, "Hey, so-and-so needs us to bring his dog some food. He just really needs some help." And I did not want to go. And so that actually kind of turned into the chapter called Dinner Delivery and Jeannie Blair, author extraordinaire. So when I was writing the forgiveness book, I had an issue with a friend that I was dealing with. And so like, it just feels like whatever virtue I'm writing about, I get challenged on. And so I get to kind of write from some of my own experience and what I'm going through at the time.
You know, I've heard the same thing from other authors, and that's been my experience too. You have a theme in each of my novels, and like it might be on, you know, envy or, you know, whatever, suffering. How do we deal with suffering? And I've found the same thing. It's actually cathartic to actually write the story and have your characters sort of experience it. So I know what you're saying on that. Building character. You started this club, you're writing this series. Is it your feeling that our kids today lack sources to help them build character? And why do you think that is?
I think it's harder these days because kids are so distracted by all the things. They have their iPads and their iPhones and they have access to anything and everything. And they don't necessarily come to an adult, a trusted adult, like they used to. They just Google it and they find whatever answer Google decides to give them. And so they're not getting discernment. They're not being able to have these conversations with actual people. They're just reading. And a lot of times you know, it might just be whatever's the most popular answer and not necessarily what's the best answer for them. And so I feel like that has caused a real deficit in our kids' character for sure.
And you chose those particular virtues. The first one you addressed, is that the one that you thought was most in need of addressing in our youth today?
No, I think they all are equally important. I was just kind of going in order of the curriculum, actually. There's your real, you know, fancy answer. But yeah, I was literally going through like compassion is the first one I taught. So compassion is the first one I wrote. And yeah, integrity came next. And when I was talking to kids, because it was the book Liar, Liar, Ethan Maguire was in our Battle of the Books competition for 2 years. And that's the competition where kids read 12 books. And then they're asked questions like, in which book does, you know, so-and-so eat a pizza or whatever? And so there's 12 books, but the kids know the answers. Like, it's amazing. It's like basically, you know, the Super Bowl of reading. And so when I was visiting schools, when we were talking about that book, one of the boys who had read it, he said, you know, I read this when I was still a liar. I'm like, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, my parents used to make me go to bed without having a snack. And I would be so hungry that after they went to sleep, I would sneak downstairs into the kitchen and I would steal food. Like, not actual stealing, because it's his family's food. But, you know, he wasn't allowed to have it. And he was taking it. And he said, I realized after reading this book that I needed to come clean and tell them that I was doing it. And because of that, we were able to have a conversation. And now I'm allowed to have a snack before going to bed. And so because he didn't get caught doing it, but because he admitted it, he showed integrity, he was rewarded, and his parents were able to work that out with him. And so it's just little things like that that just make it worth it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've got the integrity one that you just shared. What is your book that you wrote on compassion, and how can we build compassion as a virtue in our kids?
So the compassion book is called Jeannie Blair, Author Extraordinaire, A Journey Toward Compassion. And it's about a little girl who has three younger brothers. They're triplets, and they're just so annoying to her. And she wants to be a writer. So there's some, you know, parallels there with me. And there's a contest, and she's trying to win it. And it's a writing contest. And so she starts writing things that she sees people doing, but like she'll exaggerate it and not in a pleasant way. Like she's just kind of pulling out whatever she can to make her story the best. And she accidentally shares it with someone who shares it with the whole school. And now the whole school is angry with her. And she realizes that I actually can't just say whatever I want about people. Like, people have feelings, and we need to just think through the consequences of that. So I feel like when there's a scenario when, like, a lot of times with siblings, if they're having trouble getting along, you know, if you can actually sit them down and let each one share their side of the story and listen, and like have the other one actually listen, then a lot of times they realize, oh, I didn't realize that's where you were coming at this from. And so just like having that empathy, like not just, oh, you're sad, but why are you sad? And what can I do about that? And actually like listening and trying to help. So I talk to kids about, you know, compassion isn't just seeing somebody sad and being like, oh, so sorry, and walking on. Compassion is actually like trying to do something to help. Like, hey, do you need somebody to sit with at recess? Or do you want to play this game with me or sit with me at lunch? That kind of thing. So just kind of teaching them that they do have it in their power to be kind.
Yeah, and that's what I love so much about fiction, especially with fiction for youth, is how do you teach that lesson in compassion? You could try to lecture compassion at them for a while, but that's not going to go over so well. But you tell them this wonderful story and they learn it without even maybe recognizing that they've been being taught. I mean, like Jesus teaching a parable or something.
Absolutely. Yeah. And because I'm a teacher, I have to like sneak in the other lessons too, because I realized that when I was doing a lecture, like on similes and metaphors, for example, like they'd be listening, but then we'd practice, they'd look for examples and their eyes would be glazing over. But then if you're reading them a book and there's a simile or a metaphor in there, suddenly they'll be like, hey, that's a simile or that's a metaphor. And you didn't have to teach anything. Like, they just picked it up. And so in each of my books, I have those little like mini lessons hidden inside. So on my website, I have a for teachers section, and it like lists all my mini lessons that are hidden within my books and what chapters they are. Because I guess I'm a teacher first before I'm a writer. I don't know.
I think the two are very much intertwined. All right. So your third virtue and your third book, tell us a little bit about how you approach that one.
Yeah. So the forgiveness one is called Rachel Landon, Feeling Abandoned. And it's about a girl. Her mom is not in the picture, and you have to read to find out why. But she has this friend group that's changing and leaving her out of some things. And then something goes down on social media that makes her kind of the laughingstock of the school for a while. And she just feels like everyone's turned against her. And so she is going to this character club, but she doesn't feel accepted there. And so she's having a hard time with that. But the teacher, Mrs. Keller, reaches out to her and kind of helps her deal with some of the things that she's holding inside and not forgiving, because she just kind of feels mad at the world. Like, it's just the whole first half of the book is just pile after pile after thing that's happening to her. And so just when somebody sees her and has compassion and kind of shows her how she can let go of that, it really helps her. And I use the metaphor of a garden with that book, and how when we say we forgive somebody, it's like just pulling a weed, just like picking it off. But the problem is it grows right back. So if you're going to really forgive somebody, you have to actually dig down to the root and get the root of that weed, get the root of that unforgiveness out, so that you can truly be free of it and free of the pain that that person has caused you.
That's beautiful. So we've got compassion, integrity, forgiveness. And what's your fourth one?
Respect. So the fourth one is called Peter O'Toole, Bugged and Bullied, A Journey Toward Respect. So there's an event that happens in the first book in Jeannie Blair that Peter is the instigator on. And so it gets brought up in every book to an extent, so you can kind of see the different perspectives of the event. So Peter throws a worm on Rachel, and Jeannie writes about it in her first book. And then in Rachel's book, you get to hear her, what it was like to have that thrown on you. And then in Peter's book, you get to like meet the guy who threw the worm, you know? And so he's got a pretty rough home life and not a lot of friends. And he's just kind of that kid who's really hard to love. And so he doesn't have a lot of self-respect. So he doesn't feel like he needs to respect anybody else or his teachers. But what starts happening is that his teacher actually sees that he does have a gift for things. And again, Mrs. Keller, the teacher at the character club, she sees some good in him too. And she pulls out his strengths and helps him to see value in those. And so it's an interesting culmination to the series so far.
That's great. These are for kids ages 8 and up. What do you think would be our best reading range? Maybe third grade, fourth grade?
They're a little high for third grade on their own. They would be a great read aloud for a third grader or for a really high reader in third grade. But honestly, I feel like fourth, fifth is the sweet spot.
Now, we'll finish up the interview in a few minutes, but now it's time for our entertainment segment. All right. So in our entertainment segment, I ask our guests to discuss a book or movie that they would recommend to parents or teachers for their kids. So, Allie, what would you recommend to our listeners besides, of course, your own wonderful series?
Being a public school teacher, I really try to find books that work in the public school. And so, not a shameless plug for me, but my books are not overtly Christian. You will not see like them going to church or talking about Jesus, like, because I believe my mission field is the public school. So there's Christian themes, but they're not overtly Christian. And so I'm going to talk about an author who is also like this. Her name is Jennifer Nielsen. She writes historical fiction for kids, and she's wrote The Resistance, Words on Fire, A Night Divided, all these different books, but they're like, one is about the Lithuanian book smugglers. A Night Divided is about the Berlin Wall. The Resistance is about the Warsaw Ghetto Resistance. They're just really incredible. And my daughter, who was not a reader, got hooked on her books and just absolutely loved them. And so I recommend them to anybody. And we're actually using them in our Battle of the Books this year. So Jennifer Nielsen is my go-to author right now. I just know that they're clean and they're good and they're exciting. And so it's nice for me to be able to recommend them, because I know that there's nothing in there that you're going to cringe when your kids read.
Wonderful. And what age range would you recommend those for?
I would say she's middle grade and up, like fifth and up. My middle schoolers really liked them.
Great. Well, as we head to the end of the interview, I want our listeners to know how they can get a hold of your books and if they want to find out more information about you.
Best way would be to go to my website, which is www.characterclubonline.com. So set it up kind of to be a club online. So that's Character Club Online. So yeah, you can go there and find out all sorts of information. You can purchase the books, you can see the teacher lessons and all sorts of other things.
Great. And my final question is an advice question. If you were talking to parents or teachers or youth ministers and they wanted to know, what's the best way I can try to build character in the youth that are given to me? What would be your best advice for them?
I would say listen. Take the time to be involved in their lives. Make sure you have conversations with them when they do have a character flaw. Don't just brush it under the carpet or pretend it's not there. You know, if a kid breaks their leg, you're going to nurse them back to health. And so if your child has a character flaw, take the time to nurse them through it and help them really deal with it. See the consequences of their bad choices and love them through it with grace.
Great advice. Well, thank you, Allie, so much for being on the show today. It has been wonderful having you, and your books sound absolutely wonderful for kids.
Well, thank you so much. It was so much fun to be here. Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for the show today. We've been speaking with Allie Slocum about building character in our kids. Again, this is Anthony Barone-Kolenc. If you have a question for me or a topic you'd like me to cover on the show, feel free to drop me a line on my website, anthonykolenc.com, and you can also learn more about my Harwood Mysteries there. Until next time, may God bless you and your families as we work together to raise faithful kids.